FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. It is June 25th, 2018. Pardon the brief intermission that we took last week. I've just become a grandfather for the first time. I was up in New York celebrating the birth of my grandchild, William Rose Kirby. So it was a real pleasure being up there. Anyway, as always, urge you to join the dialogue, join the conversation. Be a part of the show. The email address is kl@kerrylutz.com. So we got a great July ahead. First off is Freedom Fest. If you're not familiar with Freedom Fest and you're leaning libertarian, you believe in personal liberty, you believe that the individual is really what the government was made to serve rather than vice versa, then you really need to go there. I've been there 5 years. I missed last year. Unfortunately, it was a big birthday. And it's all occurring at the Paris Resort in Vegas, July 11th through 14th. It's just less than a month away. And there's going to be a lot of interesting activities there. Highly recommend that you go. If you can make it, I'll be around. You can just email me. Love to meet up with a bunch of you. We'll do a little meetup in the restaurant there. In any event, I've got Mark Skousen, noted author, economist, I'd say philosopher, and the founder and the person who runs Freedom Fest. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Well, glad to be with you. And we were just talking beforehand about all the exciting things that are happening. And I'm just very excited about this year's Freedom Fest. And in fact, we just did a 3-minute video of Freedom Fest, which has gone viral just in a couple of days, 25,000 views. And it's got some disturbing images that especially for Americans. So maybe I can provide that link to you. Yeah. And you can send it out to your people as well, but it is generating a lot of reaction because our theme this year is where's the voice of reason. So the question is, in today's upside down world of trade wars and Middle East flaring up and oil prices going up and down and stock market volatility and so forth and school shootings and everything else, where's the voice of reason? That's the topic, and the reason we've chosen that is because it's also the 50th anniversary of Reason Magazine and Reason Foundation. So they're going to be at Freedom Fest in a big way with all their editors, and Kennedy's going to be there, and Stossel and Matt Welch and Nick Gillespie and all of those great Reason people. Bob Poole, one of the co-founders, is going to be there and speaking and stuff. He has a new book out. So We're very excited about this year's events.
Hey, well, got to go back to Freedom Fest. I guess it was 3 years ago, 2015, July of 2015. You had a last minute bonus guest, if you will, and he brought the house down. And who knows, maybe you helped change history, Mark, although we don't know if it's for the better or for the worse right now.
Yes, indeed, Donald J. Trump. This was our most controversial speaker, and a week before he said he wanted to come and speak at Freedom Fest, and we arranged for him to speak. I say half the audience gave him a standing ovation, and the other half disagreed with him on his issues of immigration and trade and some other types of issues, but it was a singular moment in Freedom Fest because we had incredible media coverage. It was on 7-Eleven in Vegas, and it was his lucky day because He was hurting in the polls up until Freedom Fest, and then he was on TV all day. They had all the major networks there covering him, and he never looked back. So we're taking either full credit or full blame for Donald Trump being president.
How about just responsibility? No, the one thing that's amazing, more people attended it that year than ever before. A lot of them just to see him, just to find out what all the hype was about. And he did bring the house down. I think there was a little more than half giving them the standing O. But more importantly, yeah, you know, libertarians, you wouldn't think it would be a friendly or fertile environment for a potential Trump candidacy. And honestly, until that point, I never really believed that he was serious. But from that point on, I knew that he was serious. I mean, if you remember, Hugo Salinas Price stood up and, you know, accused him of being a xenophobe and 18 oh, yeah, other different things. And he said to him, "Hey, is the Mexican government paying you to say that?"
Yeah.
And that just,
I remember
know,
it well, because yeah, Roberto Salinas, who is just a top business leader from Mexico, he came and he shook his finger at me and he says, "How dare you have this man speak at Freedom Fest when he has insulted our people and insulted the Statue of Liberty?" And I said, "Listen, Roberto, calm down. I'll tell you what I'll do. He's doing a Q&A, and when he finishes and we start the Q&A, I'll have you ask the very first question." And he agreed to do it, and they did have this 3 or 4 minute back and forth insulting each other and so forth. And a month later, Roberto emails me and he says, "Mark, I just want to thank you for having me give this question to Donald Trump. I want to thank you for having Donald Trump at Freedom Fest, because my encounter with him has gone viral and I'm a famous person in Mexico." So he was ecstatic. And, Wayne Root, of course, who's a big Trump fan, sure, and friends with Trump, is trying to get him at this year's Freedom Fest. There's no, that's a long it's a long shot.
Never going to happen.
But you just never know when we might have a surprise appearance. I mean, he may look at the list, because this year we do have George Will, who is a never-Trumper, as one of our keynote speakers, along with Judge Napolitano. Those are our two big speakers. I mean, we have Kennedy and Steve Forbes and John Stossel and a bunch of other celebrities that come every year. But those are our big names. And we also have Rich Lowry, the president or the editor of National Review, is a never Trumper.
So we'll have these never Trumpers. Hey, one interesting name I see on here. You talk about politics. Well, libertarianism definitely makes for strange bedfellows. We've got Alan M. Dershowitz, who's turned into a major Trump legal defender. You see him every night talking about the Mueller investigation, everything else. How did you snag him?
Well, actually, he's appearing via Skype because he's just in such demand. But we got him because of Graphon Editions is our Freedom Fest bookseller, and they published one of his books, and he was willing to come out to promote that. But he's just too much going on. So we are going to get him to appear in Skype. And Randy Barnett, the professor of law at Georgetown, is going to interview him. And yeah, they're going to talk about all of these issues. So yeah, we have Alan Dershowitz, and we're very excited about having him. And you'll be able to ask questions via Skype, great new technology that we've used a number of times to get some speakers who couldn't make it physically, but are there via video or via Skype.
That's cool. So you started a thing a few years back of the mock trial, and you've got one coming up for this session?
Yep. Every year we have a mock trial, and we put capitalism on trial and religion on trial and the Republican Party, foreign policy, public unions. This year we're putting the public schools on trial, and we have a very good defending and prosecuting attorney. I have Bob Bowden of Choice Media, who is going to prosecute the public school system. And then we have a Segerblow, I think is the fellow's name, Segerbro, who I believe is a state senator from Nevada, big defender of public schools, as the defending attorney, and a couple of really good star witnesses on both sides. So it's going to be a really fun debate, and Kennedy is coming as our chief judge, so we're looking forward to having her, and she's going to be the master of ceremonies for our Saturday Night Banquet and Reason Media Awards. So it's going to be a good one.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, well, I'm really looking forward to it, and every year the program seems to get more and more noteworthy speakers there, and what do you think it's doing as far as educating people on the benefits of getting the government out of your life and out of your business? You think we're making progress on that now?
Well, we do have a libertarian CEO panel, which we do every year, and it's quite popular. This time, John Mackey is from CEO of Whole Foods is returning to Freedom Fest, and of course, now he's owned by Amazon. So we're going to be having a big discussion out about Amazon and Jeff Bezos. We have Andy Pusner, who was to be the labor secretary under Trump, and his past experience running Carl's Jr.'s and Hardee's as a turnaround story. We're going to be talking about how business and conscious capitalism can turn things around. We also have, I think, a very interesting discussion. We have a Fast Money Summit where we're going to be debating Tesla, Elon Musk, and a testy debate on Tesla is going to be on the main stage between Keith Fitzgerald, who is friends with Elon Musk and defending, he's the editor of Money Map. He's going to say this is the wave of the future, electronic cars and so forth. And then Rob Arnott, who manages 300, let's see, it's like over $200 billion in money as a money manager and known as the godfather of smart beta, arguing that Tesla is going to be bankrupt within a couple of years because he's just borrowed way too much money. So that's going to be a really fun debate as well.
Interesting, interesting. Hey, so going back to Trump, as a libertarian, he's somewhat of a mixed bag, but he has been really doing well on the deregulation front, disassembling the administrative state, or at least taking steps towards it. We never had a president that actually rolled back regulations like this, have we, Mark?
Right. I think that is a there are two pluses on Trump's side, and one is the major tax cut, especially for corporations, the bringing back of money by Apple and other major firms. And then the deregulatory environment, especially the EPA and some of the other, the Dodd-Frank allowing community banks now to start up again. There's a lot of things that are happening that are very positive in that respect. And we do have a global economic summit where we have Steve Moore and some of the other defenders of Trump, Wayne Allen Root as well. And but you know, you have to remember it's a little bit of a mixed bag because Trump is on the trade war situation. The market does not like that. The stock market's actually down this is the first time in some time the market is actually, the Dow is actually down at this point for the year. My own investment portfolio in my newsletter is up, but that's because we selected some really good pro-Trump stocks, I guess, in technology. But I am worried that this Trump war, trade war, is going to escalate. It is escalating, and it's not just all talk. There are tariffs being imposed and counterimposed. It's creating quite a royal war debate, if you will. And I'm hoping that the end result will be positive, but the jury is still out on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the jury is still out. Hey, what about like North Korea? You can't. I see the left now. Look, we're not like anywhere associated with the Trump derangement syndrome, because they don't see anything good that this man has done in the, I guess, is it 17 months that he's been president, something like that. But you know, North Korea looks like there's legitimate progress there, doesn't it? And that's important as well.
Yes. Now, again, the jury is still out on that because the agreement was just basically words saying this is what we promised to do. But remember that the North Koreans are famous for having agreed to denuclearize. They've done it now two or three times in the past, and then nothing ever is done about it. Now, this could be different. The story could be different this time, but we won't know for some time whether that's the case or not, and whether Trump really deserves the Nobel Peace Prize like Obama. They gave it to him, and yet he escalated the war in Afghanistan and so forth. Mm-hmm. So Trump, the jury is still out on this issue, but it is certainly a step in the right direction. We hope that the outcome will be positive. Jim Rogers is an expert on North Korea. He's been there before. He's from Singapore. By the way, we have a video of Mark Mobius, the emerging market guru of the Templeton Emerging Market Fund, giving a video of his three lessons he's learned, and we'll include a discussion of North Korea followed by commentary by Jim Rogers. We have Yomni Park, the refugee from North Korea, also coming and speaking. So there's going to be a bit of a debate there on the differences between the two on the outlook for North Korea. But we are all very hopeful as free marketeers. We want to see, like East Germany and other countries, we want to see it open to free enterprise. And maybe the North Koreans, Kim Jong-un, will see the writing on the wall and realize they have to adopt the Chinese model if they want to stay in power, and that means economic freedom.
Hey, and there are some differences this time. I know he's released hostages in the past, but this time apparently he released them without any strings. We also are seeing that he's shipping back remains of American servicemen from the Korean War that were a bargaining chip for decades here, but nobody ever managed to get it done. In addition, I think where we're really going to know, South Korea just requested that North Korea pull back their heavy artillery from the DMZ. I think if that happens, then we know that this time really is different, Mark.
Yeah, and like I say, we're very hopeful that that's the case. I do think that as a young man, Kim recognizes that you just can't continue the same old suppression of his people, starving of his people, lack of any kind of human dignity. I mean, how long can you persist in that kind of brutal regime? So perhaps there is a light at the end of the tunnel here, but it's just going to take some time to figure out if that's the case. And, you know, one thing about Freedom Fest is that we are, as Steve Forbes says, this is the place where we find out what is really going on, up to date, behind the scenes. It's not what is shown on television. This is more of a private conference where we can really find out what's going on. We can go up to Steve Forbes and John Matt. We can talk to them in person. We don't have a green room at Freedom Fest. You get to meet these speakers and these movers and shakers, and like Steve Moore, who is very close to Larry Kudlow in the White House, and we're going to find out what's really going on there that you would not normally hear on a TV interview. You know what I mean?
Sure. Oh, yeah, definitely. It's a great experience. I'm really looking forward to hearing John Mackey talk about the post-Amazon or Whole Foods conglomeration, what's really going on there. I mean, I will admit, going into Whole Foods, I can now buy an Amazon Fire Fire Stick for my TV or an Amazon Kindle tablet. So, so there is some change going on there. And prices have actually come down amazingly enough, Mark. I mean, stuff that was, it's come down like 20-30%, some of these prices that were through the roof. So,
you know, John told me that he found Bezos to be absolutely brilliant, who gave some, you know, even though Bezos is not an expert in the grocery business, he gave him some ideas that have been really helped Whole Foods become more profitable and become more consumer friendly. He's going to be on stage with Andy Puzner, and there's going to be an interesting difference between the two, because Puzner, of course, is famous for these big, juicy Carl's Jr. and Hardy hamburgers. And there's the whole issue of to what extent do you just give people what they want, or do you try to educate them when it comes to eating habits? And I think we're going to see some differences between the two on that in our Libertarian CEO panel. So lots of things to look forward to. And by the way, I did want to mention that for your listeners, there is a $100 off coupon if they register, if they go to freedomfest.com or call our toll-free number. If they use the code EAGLE, all caps, EAGLE 100, they can get $100 off the registration fee. So that helps save a little bit of money. And we have a hotel discount and so forth, and there's still time to for people to sign up.
Well, I can't wait for it. I know it's going to be a great show. Always have a great time there. I mean, you never know who you're going to meet there, which is pretty cool. You know, it could might even be the next president of the United States. Who knows?
Well, that's right. And we do have some senators and congressmen. We have Senator Mike Lee coming, Thomas Massey, a couple of other senator or congressmen that are coming and will give us the inside scoop of what's happening there. Plus, the whole Reason celebration, I think, is really going to be a fun event. And by the way, we have you'll be interested. I don't know if you're an anarchist or not, but Jeff Berwick.
Is Jeff
coming and debating me on the ultimate libertarian debate. Should we vote? Should we use the franchise, the voting right that we have? Should we use that? Is it a civic obligation? Where I argue that it is, and Jeff Berwick, as well as many, there's a long-standing tradition of none of the above, don't vote, it just encourages the bastards, this kind of mentality. And we're going to have a big debate at Freedom Fest on this topic. We've never debated this before.
Hey, and I think that's a great point. I think it's really, I know Jeff for years since I started doing the show. He's been on here at least a dozen times, always with an interesting perspective, always with, I watch him to figure out what the hell's going to happen next, whether it's Bitcoin or, you know, other projects that he's worked on, because I know he's cutting edge. So just going back to 2015, when Trump showed up at Freedom Fest, he was given between little or no chance. I personally believe that it was just another PR stunt because he threatened to run so many times. It's like the boy who cried wolf. When it was all over, all right, I knew with absolute certainty that he was going to be the president, that he was going to win. I didn't know how he was going to do it. And I think I said to my friend at the time, I said, I don't know how he's going to win. I don't know what strategy he's going to use or how he's going to do it, but this is going to be the craziest election on record. There are going to be insane things happening like you just can't believe. And hey, he never, you know, whatever you feel about him, from entertainment value, from capturing public attention and everything else, and also focusing some needed attention on Freedom Fest and the libertarian movement, even though he's not a libertarian, he's really delivered here. And if you weren't at Freedom Fest in July of 2015, you missed it, and you probably just bought into everything the media was saying about the guy. And of course you were shocked, but there was little doubt when I left Freedom Fest in 2015, Mark, that he was going to be the next president.
Well, you have great insight in that regard, and Doug Casey, who will also be at Freedom Fest, was one of the few who predicted a Trump victory. I was not one of them, mainly because I was opposed to many of his views, and particularly his slurs against Mexicans and foreigners. I mean, I've had great, good experience with Mexicans as workers, hardest working people I've ever met. And so, you know, I have to be careful as the press, as the producer of Freedom Fest, to be balanced on both sides. And we look at this is we have an, the Freedom Fest is a large tent that tries to be inclusive, and we're not trying to say, oh, you can't speak at Freedom Fest, you don't belong. Yeah. We have the biggest, broadest tent that we can have, and Trump barely fit in it. So
he kind of snuck
we added
in.
Him to the program, and the rest is history. And by the way, people, when they come to this year's Freedom Fest, they should pick up a copy of our little pamphlet, The Story of Freedom Fest, which includes the story of Trump's appearance, which is a real highlight. And by the way, we had a record crowd there, not because of Trump, but because we had really promoted our big debate between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. That's what right. got a big crowd there. And then Trump just showed up in the last three days, so it really didn't influence our numbers. We were at record numbers already because of our debates. And by the way, we have this another really cool debate is, should we dedicate a room to Hugh Hefner? So we have Stephen Watts, who has written a book called Mr. Playboy, defending Hugh Hefner as the man who liberated women from puritanical ethics, the mores that America was suffering from. And then we have Ross Douthat, who is the New York conservative New York Times columnist, who called out Hugh Hefner as a man who exploited women and took advantage of them because of their physical traits rather than their intellectual and moral side of women. So it's going to be a really fun debate and one of many debates that we're going to have at the big show.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to see that. I have my own views about him. Some of those insider books really show a side of him that was not of his PR machine's making. And as far as objectifying women, nobody did it better than him, to the point where it's Playboy became a tame publication and really kind of shriveled up in the world of internet pornography. And
yeah, that's
of course, I'm sure like you were like me, Mark, if you read it, you only got Playboy for the articles. The pictures were just, you know, were just there. Right, there were really good articles.
Yes, very similar to my subscription to Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, exactly. So, hey, so again, July 11th through the 14th at the Paris Resort in Vegas. Email me if you want to do a meetup. If I get half a dozen to a dozen of you out there who are attending, I'll do a meetup sometime. We'll have lunch at one of the restaurants in either Paris or Bally's. It'll be a lot of fun. So check it out. The website, again, Mark, to find out more and to get that discount.
Yep. Freedomfest.com is our website. Our phone number is 855, toll-free 855-850-3733 to talk to one of our young ladies about registering and use the code EAGLE, all caps, EAGLE 100 to get $100 off the registration fee. And yes, we do have room still, although, you know, 1,300 people already signed up, and our room block is our room block for Bally's next door is sold out, but Paris at $129 a night is still available. Take advantage of that, and we'll see you on 7-Eleven in Vegas.
All right, 7-Eleven. Who knows? Amazing things can happen on that date. Mark, always a pleasure. Hey, questions, comments, be part of the show. Email us, kl@carrielutz.com. Also, let me know if you want to do a meetup. And the Twitter feed's at Carrie Lutz. The Facebook page is Financial Survival Network. Mark, we'll see you in Vegas.
Okay, take care. Thanks.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.